Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
We've got a guest on the show today who is our first returning guest.
First repeat guest.
That is how fantastic the first time around went. He came from his wonderful podcast, The Dollop, which if you're not listening to that, you should. He is Dave Anthony. He has a new comedy special. He has LA Podfest.
Happening this weekend.
Two things we got to let you know about so you can get on board with it. Dave Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hola.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, me llamo David.
We can describe the Dollop to me feels like
a historical
version of this show. Our show is more like current day version of the Dollop because the Dollop came first.
Yeah, totally. No, you guys is exactly that. It's the
stuff. Fucked up, awesome stories in history.
Totally.
With amazing details that one of you hasn't heard before and is hearing for the first time.
By the way, I've heard both of you guys. I know it tips.
You've done
the
reverse
scales.
Dollops, right?
We've done a few reverse ones, yeah.
I've heard them both ways and I like them both ways.
That's interesting. I always wonder what people think.
Fun. I think you should do more reverse dollops.
Yeah, we probably will.
They're really fun to see. Yeah. So when I say reverse dollop, I mean one of
Dave
you.
Dave always prepares.
Like Dan. Stuff, yeah. Dan has all the facts of every story.
And Gareth doesn't know it, and so he's hearing it for the first time, and then the two of them go on these brilliant riffs, and you actually learn like amazing stuff about.
Here's why I love it, because Dan and I know I'm not even in the room watching you guys, but I know when Dave has a hilarious fact that he's about to unfurl on, because Dan gets so excited when he's like, "I'm gonna read this sentence to you," and I guarantee we could stop after this.
It's
pretty great.
I love it.
It's pretty great.
Subscribe to that shit right away, because it is really, it's one of like the tent poles of great podcasts that exist out there. And it's only, in my opinion, it should only continue to rise. I mean, you guys, you go around, you sell out really nice big theaters
we've been doing
and stuff.
Well. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fun.
To me, it's such a great thing.
For someone, and we've known you forever, we've known you since New York.
Right? Like 98 or something?
98. We're talking about 20 years now. And seen you as a comic and a writer going through the years, but it's awesome for us to see you establish yourself with Gareth in this show as like a huge attraction and draw. What we always knew is that people should come see you. I mean, you were a bitter fuck, and you still are, nice to have people want to come
see
you.
I love that you say were.
Now I can just make a little bit of money.
Well, he's a dad now. He's a dad now, and he's got a kid, and you know.
Do you ever worry about like either A, showing your kid the bitter side, or
oh my God.
Or that not being bitter around your kid and having to curb that a little bit will make you less of who you are.
No, that doesn't bother me. But he, like, around him, I'm usually pretty normal. But the other day, I was talking to my wife and I was like, you know, saying something. And he just goes, man, you get so angry about politics.
How old is your kid?
He's 8.
I love it. He's a killer baseball player too, an amazing ball player.
Maybe someday he'll play for the Cardinals.
Let's for a second talk about LA Podfest, something we've participated in a bunch.
Sadly, we won't be able to do it this year, but we'll
be in Denver doing shows
this weekend in Boulder. But go
it's
ahead.
It's Thursday through Sunday.
It's Friday through Sunday.
Friday through Sunday. Where?
At the Biltmore in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, awesome.
Hell yes. old cool venue. Mm-hmm.
Dan, who used to live downtown, can tell you about how
I also used to walk through that building all the time. I lived right by it.
You did?
It's a great
It's
area.
A great building. And they have
a little city.
You know, they have a little, in back one of the ballrooms, they have a little secret door because they would serve booze during Prohibition, and there's a little wall that turns into
cool.
a door, and people could
man.
Escape.
That's phenomenal. Escape room.
Great podcast always there this year. Who do you?
Yeah, go to lapodfest.com. We got, here we go. Let me think of them. We got My Favorite Murder.
Nice.
Huge.
We got Love It or Leave It.
Yeah, amazing.
So good.
Those are big ones. We got us, The Dollop.
Yeah. Huge.
Hell yeah.
Huge.
I can't remember.
All right, whatever. A lot of them on there. I mean, if you're going to be in LA, it's a hell of a thing.
If you're a podcast listener, which you are, and a fan, it's like dying and going to podcast heaven because you bounce from one room to the next and you're like, wait, this is here?
You're seeing live and in person, which is always so much fun.
Yeah.
Your favorite things you listen to.
And I feel like we get good podcasts. So even if you don't know them, people always go in and they go, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know Road Stories with Murray was fucking awesome. And you're like, yeah, it's a good show.
Definitely learn about new ones. And the other great thing is for the audience members, especially the ones who buy the weekend pass, they become friends.
Totally.
They come from all over. Yeah. And then there's this like community. Hey, we had this experience, and I totally love that as well. So anyway, check that out, lapodfest.com. Dan, let's jump into a story because we got one right now.
I mean, we know this. The world is getting dumber, and so this is our way to combat it.
This is our way to combat it through comedy. Let's do it.
First of all, I feel bad because I always write like who sent it in, and I just forgot.
Oh.
I wrote sent in by...
Dan.
I know.
I get endless suggestions from people, and I never remember to mention the person.
Dan always remembers. But if it's you,
I will find it. Okay. I'll go back.
We'll back.
We just sat down in front of us, and I'm like, son of a
God, nail it.
But I will find it. And when I go on the Facebook page and tweet out the stories, I'll also give proper credit.
So that gives you even more reason to join the Facebook page and find out. But by the way, the Facebook page is kick ass because you do have all the pictures.
Yes.
And people comment. It's crazy.
And also, it's a great place to keep track of all of the live shows that we do. I put stuff up there about where you guys are going to be and where I'm going to be. And other than that, it's all 100%. Just ongoings in the town.
It keeps it alive. You guys have a very active Facebook page. You're dollar.
I think so. Yeah. We got like, I don't know,
75,000?
No, not even. Like 25 or something.
25?
No, we don't really push it that much. Honestly. Yeah, but it
should.
You should push it real good.
Yeah.
I'll push it real good.
Okay. Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds like a place that wants to ignore its problem. Like, we're Upper Darby. Like, shit's going on here.
It sounds like the place that loves English Premier League soccer more than any other city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More people in that town per capita watch Downton Abbey.
Right.
Do you think they look down on Lower Darby?
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, how could you not?
There better be. There has to be a Lower Darby.
That's where the mill closed down about 40 years ago.
Lower Darby.
It's like a Richard Rousseau novel.
Lower Derby.
Every day at noon.
Is Lower Derby, by the way, playing Everton this weekend?
Lower Derby plays Tottenham.
Upper Derby police are simply baffled. Those are great first six words.
By the way, the police at this point should have seen it all. Like, nothing should baffle them at this point.
Or they should have read about it.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe
or listen to our podcast.
Police should listen to our podcast. Well, be like, I've heard of this.
Small town cops think, oh, that happens elsewhere.
Right. You know what?
It happens here.
And then a guy comes in with half a donkey stuck on his dick, and he's like, all right, I guess it happens here.
Who's up?
I spoke too soon.
Who's up?
Who's the ass now?
All right. They're simply baffled after a man shows up to the station allegedly drunk and admits to driving there while intoxicated. The guy drove himself to the police station. And
I'm here. I'm here.
Do you think the whole way there he was like, "Who's doing a good thing? Citizen's arrest on yourself, Michael.
You fucking asshole. Why'd you do this?
Over mailbox, over animal, over street. Like, pull over here.
Don't make me go to the cops. You're going. I'm going straight in.
Just he's having a conversation with himself.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, completely.
I am fucking bullshit.
Yeah. He's like, you don't judge me. I am judging you. You're going straight to jail.
I'm judging jury.
Tell me I never do anything right. Quote, I've never seen anybody who's drunk come to the police station looking for a safe place. He's obviously never seen an Andy Griffith episode in his life.
Right?
Because
is that a citizen's arrest? Does that count as a citizen's arrest?
Well, if you arrest yourself, I don't know. I think it's just a turning yourself in situation.
He's definitely dumb that he did this. Like, the smartest move would have been to not drive at all.
Yeah, but stop.
But he is kind of smart going here.
Maybe he'll get arrested and a condemnation.
He's like, I need to hit rock bottom.
Right? He's not smart if he drove himself from home to there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. True.
I'm getting out of this house. I'm going to do something right. You tell me I'm not a responsible drinker. I'll turn somebody in for drunk driving.
He definitely said to himself between his house and the car, give me the keys.
Yeah. Give me the keys.
No.
Give me the keys.
No.
Fuck you.
Well, then I'll just take it.
Yeah.
I love that every drunk person that we're doing is a version of Foster Brooks.
Yes, of course.
Just take it.
So they said he's never seen anybody come to the police station looking for a safe place, but that's what Upper Darby Township officers say. Sean McCullough, S-Mac.
In relation to Julian McCullough?
Was up to early Wednesday morning, yes. I'm going to show you guys this dude, and I want you to picture the guy yelling obscenities at a T-ball game.
Oh.
Yep.
That's
him. Oh, yeah. That's definitely.
90s goatee.
Yes.
Yeah. He looks like if Packers coach Mike McCarthy let himself go.
Or I feel like
Packers coach Mike McCarthy was the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
Dude, I was literally going
to
say. F all of you. I was about to, just came into my head, I was going to go, this guy walked to his car going, somebody wants to me. How did we all get there?
Look at the kind of happy look. Like he said, this is the right thing.
There's a twinkle in his eye. Yeah. There's a twinkle in his eye.
Hey now, you're rockstar.
Sir, look forward for your picture. What am I supposed to? Should I smile? I don't know. You helped us arrest a drunk driver.
He has the twinkle in his eye. Someone did it.
Was my eyes twinkling in that one? Can we do another one?
Was my eyes?
Hey, you got a timer in there? Come in and get it on this picture.
Get over here.
No, sir, we're not supposed to.
Get over here.
Come on, it's bear hug time.
Sir, we're not supposed to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hugging the female.
Sir, we're not supposed to.
Did you catch a DUI driver tonight? Because I caught one.
This is the person who works at the front desk. Sir, this is why we need bulletproof glass up here.
Police say McCullough turned into the Upper Darby Township driveway and proceeded to bang up their automatic gate.
Coming in!
Ring-a-ding-a-ding!
Why do I have to wait for it to open?
He's like yelling at the gate. He's like, come on, move! Oh, you
it was probably
gate.
Opening. It probably was on its way open. And he couldn't wait.
He's like, I gotta get in.
You fucking gate. You will move for me?
It's an emergency here. I'm turning a guy in.
He does that like drunk rhetorical. Like, that's how it's going to be, huh? That's how it's going to be. I'm trying to do something
take
right.
Take your time, gate.
Okay, gate. All right. Okay. Gate's in charge, everybody.
I'm calling this gate.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a gate. I don't have to move for anybody.
His personification of the gate in drunkenness. What'd you say, gate?
Gate.
You got a squeak at me?
Son of a bitch.
Gate, come back here.
How many kids you have? You ain't seen shit, Gate. Right,
I'm going to show you guys the video of him pulling in.
Oh, come on.
This will be linked up.
This will be on the Facebook page. Another 100%. Reason to join.
There he goes. Describe the action.
Okay, you see him pulling up. And he's like,
he's on the grass.
And then he's like, he's on the grass. Son of a bitch, and then Gate.
he tried to go around it and he still hit it.
By the way, he had room. If he stayed up on the grass, he could have room.
He's like, I got it. By the way, you have
gate. Gate is misleading. It's one of those like arms that lift up.
Yeah, like a railroad.
Any parking garage, the thing that goes up. But the thing about it is, he definitely could have gone around it. And he was in an SUV that was off roading beautifully.
I'm actually going to, I think we should revisit the dialogue because I think that it went like this. He went up on the grass and he went, oops, as he overcorrected, and then he hit the gate, and as he drove past, he went, fuck you.
It's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want audio with his head out the window, be like, that's on me. That was on me. The yard's on me. That you put the gate there. Gate's on you.
I got it.
Gate's on you. Yard's
like
on me.
The best thing you can say to a kid who falls down like a little baby, if it's your kid, is like, I saw that. You're not saying, are you all right? You're not saying, oh, that's so bad. It's just, I saw that. I can imagine him driving through that and be like, I saw that.
I know.
I got it.
I know. The thing, too, what we didn't talk about is how he's doing that very slow but deliberate driving. Yeah. Where it's like, I got.
It's classic drunk driving.
Yeah. It is. I mean, but it's what we had an acting teacher a while back who said, if you're if you're drunk, you never play drunk. You play the solution, not the problem.
You're fine.
So the more you try to hold it together, the more it reveals that you can't hold it together. Right. That's what this guy's doing.
Just holding it together. I got it. I'm just going to go up on the curb and then just go over her. I got it.
Officer Chitwood said,
Jimmy quote, Chitwood?
He fucking ran the picket fence on him.
Yeah.
He ran the picket fence.
He ran through the picket fence.
Darby Police Chief Michael Chitwood.
Yep.
He said, he goes outside.
By the way, that is a classic officer name. Hey, little Michael, what are you going to be when you grow up? I can't be anything but a cop officer.
Michael Chitwood.
Officer Chitwood.
Quote, he goes on the outside, over the curb, on the grass plot, and then comes in the lot and parks. Officers inside the building saw him on their monitors. So they're watching this guy be like, we got one coming in hot.
By the way, he definitely hit the swinging arm thing.
Yeah.
Ran around all the spot, got in, probably parked across two spots.
Yeah.
Took a deep breath after he parked, and he was like, okay.
Yeah.
Lucky.
We're good?
We're good.
All right.
We're good.
Okay, let's do this, boys.
Wait, you're the only one in here.
Yeah. Take him in.
Tate comes out with a six-pack. Let's go.
Chitwood says they ran out and got to him, and he quote, was totally blitzed.
Hey, guys.
Totally blitzed is what someone says who does not drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. You're blitzed, yeah, man. Blitzed. You are blitzed.
Super blitzed.
Why is it taking you so long?
What is that? Like a point three? We always say like point two.
Yeah.
Anything higher than a point two is like basically pouring alcohol into the breathalyzer.
Point three is Dudley Moore for like a decade.
Yeah. But you're now a member of the fraternity.
Yeah.
Police say they didn't exactly get a straight answer from the unsteady driver who lives in Havertown. Quote, they tell him to sit down on the curb. He falls down, Chitwood said. They ask him if he's drinking. He said he wasn't sure if he was in Philly or Trenton.
Well, you're in neither.
Answer. You're not in either one.
You're in neither, sir.
Okay.
So, yes, you are drinking.
They asked him.
That answers question one.
Right.
Am I in Philly or Trenton? You're drunk.
They asked him how many beers he had. Oh, I'm going to ask you guys.
This is the best. Okay, now, you get to guess.
Now, this is S-Mac, Sean McCullough. This is his estimation of how many beers he drank.
And we saw how big he is. He clearly is...
Big guy.
Right.
Two and a half, 300 pounds.
Two and a half spins
on this thing.
Dave, you have the option of going first, last, or Tignataro, which is second.
I'm going to go... I'll go first.
Okay. You're going to go first?
How many beers
do you think he told the officers he had?
You saw the gleam in his eye.
And this is what he told them he had.
Yes.
So, okay, so this is even more, not exactly how
this
many
what
beers.
He said.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's
said.
Probably going to.
I'm not going to say all, because all.
All the beers.
All is
I finished them. I get it.
There's no more.
How many you have? Why, you want one? Because there's probably a couple rolling around in there.
No, we
Come
do
on,
not.
Officer.
Sir, we do not want
Give
one.
Give me a break.
Nope.
Yeah,
stop singing the Twix song.
I'm
going
to go.
That's the kid.
Wake up.
I'm going to go super high. I'm going to say he said 40.
40. Yeah. He's like a
I feel like he's an exaggerator.
Yeah, he's a drink bragger.
Yeah, he's a drink bragger. At this point, he really doesn't know. You're saying he also doesn't understand that he should be downplaying what he's
100%.
Got all the pull tabs right here, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus.
Pull tabs right here.
Pull tabs. That's an old beer. Yeah. remember that? Like you stuck your tongue in it and just like ripped up your tongue.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay.
I'm going to say he says 12 because it's more like 22,
okay.
But he's saying 12 because some part of him knows to aim low.
Okay. I'm going to say almost a case. Case is 24.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 18. He said almost a case.
So wow.
I had 18 beer.
Okay.
And he definitely said beer as if they were deer.
Yeah, plural of beer is beer.
Okay, everybody listening, feel free to play along. How many beers did Sean McCullough say he drank? He gave two numbers.
Okay, by the way,
two numbers.
This is a great point where if anyone is listening in an office or something where they just shout a number out and their office mates are like, what
are you doing?
Yeah. But if he gave two numbers, then I want to change my answer to between 1 and 40.
He gave two numbers, and someone in this room has hit the nail on the head.
Oh!
All right, so let's review. Dave, you said 40.
Yeah. Yep.
I say 18, and 18, I said 12.
And you said 12. Chitwood says Sean McCullough, when asked how many beers he had drank tonight, looked at the officers and told them he had 12 to 14 beers.
Yeah!
Yes.
Yes. Well, answered done, honestly.
Right? Which, of course, man. Means 18, yeah. At least.
Right. Or 40.
Right. Or maybe 40. You just meant on the way there.
Yeah. Jesus. When are we talking about?
In the last hour? Because the earlier part of the night feels like a different night to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a different day.
This yeah. is a sentence. It's not attributed to anybody, mm-hmm. and it's not in quotes.
Okay.
All it says is, Philly, Trenton, a dozen beers or more maybe, the details were sketchy. I don't know if they've decided to, like, halfway through this very short article.
Yeah. Be making an opinion
just,
piece?
Or, like, sum it up for you. If you've just joined Philly, this article.
Like, if I just said that, like, this could be part of a Boys to Men song. Philly, Trenton, half a dozen beer, or a dozen beers or more, doesn't matter at this point.
Or Dumb People Town, the details are sketchy.
Yeah, the details are sketchy.
And, quote, and he kept saying, I'm hammered, I'm hammered, I'm hammered, I'm drunk, I'm drunk. I'm drunk, which to me hopes he was singing that.
No, please.
Like that was a song. Hammered, hammered, yes.
Hammered, hammered, I'm drunk.
Come on, you guys, try it along.
The lyrics are not that hard. You don't gotta be as difficult as that fucking gate back there. Yeah. Just join in.
Shut up, gate.
Sir. Yeah, sir. Boy, this guy's blitzed, huh?
I'm hammered, I'm drunk.
Oh, man, I hope one person in this town who joins us every week gets responsibly drunk this weekend and starts singing that to people.
I'm hammered.
Singing in the Uber that takes you home.
So they locked him up. Usually people are avoiding the police, running away from the police. This guy's coming into the police station.
Give him credit. I wish, as a police department, you're like, I wish more. Who?
Yeah.
Which of the guys there who is kind of the worst police officer took credit for that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I need this one. CBS3 repeatedly tried to reach out to Sean McCullough to get his side of the story. We're going to end on this. I don't know why, but I like it. In fact, a number listed for his house was busy all day long. Just leave it off the hook, Deb. Leave it off. They're going to keep fucking calling.
Busy.
Yeah. I already gave my half of the story. Oh, I gave half of the story to the gate.
Yeah.
McCullough's next trip to the bar is going to be so much ribbon. I'm going to get so much from the boys.
He's going to get it.
The drunks down in O'Malley's going to have some fun with this cat.
Also, was that a Prius?
No, it was an SUV.
SUV, okay.
Yeah, I think a Ford Escape. In my mind.
That's fair.
That's story one,
like
boys.
8 miles to the gallon. All right, story one, down in the books. Dave Anthony is here from the great podcast, The Dollop.
And the new comedy album, which is
called Hothead.
Love it.
No shit.
Available how?
On all the thing, all the digital
iTunes,
situations.
Whatever, get it.
Where'd you record it?
In Sydney, at the Comedy Store in Sydney, Australia.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And you're heading back to Australia, right?
Yeah, we're going there in a couple weeks, yeah.
I love
both
it.
You guys or just you?
Yeah, no, it's the Dollop. We're doing a Dollop tour.
Yes, for all of our Australian fans, we have some. Go check that out. Is that how they say it down there?
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back. I love that. Everybody, all three of you. Yep. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT, Dumb People Town. As we mentioned before, join the Facebook page. If you're new to this show, subscribe, rate it, review it. That always helps us go up through the rankings. Mm-hmm. And Dan, I know you have another story sitting there. I know you do.
I do. This was sent in by Zach Brown at Not That Zach Brown. He did a Z-A-C Brown
this
on
guy
that.
Plays bass.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
Like,
yeah,
I'm the difference guy.
Of course. A Rochester man faces multiple felonies after authorities say he hid drugs in his rectum.
Yay.
Removed.
I love that that's still a thing.
Yeah, of course.
Well, God gave you a pocket.
Yeah, it's a little. It's everybody's hiding spot.
That was my favorite. Remember when Julie Sweeney did that show? God gave you a pocket. Oh, no, that was God Said Hi.
Yeah. He hid drugs in his rectum, removed them, then threw them around a hospital emergency room.
Not first.
There's the point.
Not sanitary.
but
super.
That's the moment where you turn to people who believe in like intelligent design, and you're like, "See
what?
See?
Look what's
happening. Pulling something out of his ass and throwing it around a room.
Right. The incident.
We come from apes.
By the way, throwing it around the room means you threw it to one side, picked it up from that side, and threw it again. Somewhere else.
Yes. Or he kept pulling about like a clown like car of ass drugs.
Like a Mary Poppins
There's
butt bag.
There's more in there?
What? Like and an umbrella?
Like a Mary Poppins butt bag.
Wait, there's like an 8-foot graphics bong coming out of his ass.
What I'm scared of is the multiple felonies and how many drugs are in there. Yeah. That's what I'm scared of right now.
Just a spoonful of butt sugar makes the medicine.
Okay. That is the song. But what to me is like, he's in the emergency room. They're helping him at this point.
You ain't fucking helping me.
Why is he being blurred? Like, if he was in the police precinct and they were mad at him, then there's that.
Right. Well,
he feels like
maybe
weird
he was trying
aggression.
To start a party in the hospital and doesn't understand why people didn't want
there
to.
There are people there.
Yeah.
This is where you go.
The incident began around 10:20 p.m. Sunday.
Would this not have been the best episode of ER ever? Ever?
Oh, okay. Right. Pulls
drugs out of his ass. No, Wiley just getting ass drugs thrown in his face.
Ass drugs.
Eric LaSalle.
Eric LaSalle, man. Love him.
Dude. Yeah. They're just doing lines off of bedpans. Mm-hmm. The incident began 10:20 p.m. on a Sunday, which feels like just an odd time. Sunday night
at
10.
Well, that's football. He's been going all day with football,
all day,
maybe.
Yeah. When an officer on patrol spotted a vehicle on the 1100 block of 8th Avenue Southeast, add that to the Dumb People Town Walk.
Wait, are we talking Rochester, Michigan? Or, I mean, Rochester, Minnesota, or Rochester, New York?
Yep.
Okay.
I have no idea.
We will be in Rochester, New York doing shows.
I bet it's New York.
I feel like it's New York.
Yeah.
So they see the car in the 1100 block of 8th Avenue Southeast. The police does. The officer believed Michael Common was behind the wheel.
There's nothing common about what he did.
Michael.
This is what I love. And he knew Common was driving without a license.
How?
Because he just sees him and he's like,
No way.
Common, no
it's,
license.
It's a, com- it's a common mistake right
yeah.
there.
So,
you are the common denominator when it comes to
Jason.
Your port.
I can just see it in your face, Common. You're fucking non-licensing.
The cops
I don't
like,
care what song you did for that Martin Luther King movie. You're going down, Common.
I love that like he's just like the cop was like, there's Michael. We're going to pull him over. What for? He don't have a license.
Have
him and I have run this.
Wait, he don't have. You made the cop? Have bad English.
He don't have no license.
He don't have no license.
He don't have a
which
license.
Which means he does have a license.
Well, maybe,
he
don't have a license.
Maybe Michael was just driving around singing, ain't got no license.
Yeah.
Ain't got no license.
Yeah.
Roll up your window when you're doing that, bro. We can hear you.
So the officer sees him behind the wheel, knows he doesn't have a license. A traffic stop was initiated, said Sergeant Mike Sadowskis, close to Sudeikis, which confirmed Common's identity. He'd been stopped 7 times since May 4th and cited for driving without a license. The cops are literally like, hey, man,
there
this is my number one repeat customer.
I feel like Michael's not getting it.
Yeah.
I do, too. And I love that the cops are like, should we do anything? No. All we do is write him a ticket for no license. We're going to get his ass again in like 2 weeks. He knows the dance. We know the dance. We just provide
who's
the
he living with at home?
Who's Common. Not telling? Who's not telling?
Where are you going? Where are you going? I'm just gonna drive. Just, No, you're not.
Going for a walk.
I'm just gonna drive,
babe.
I'm going for a walk in my car.
Nope, that's you can't do that.
Yeah, it's
Common.
A car walk.
Nope, Common.
It's a car walk.
Common.
He'd been stopped 7 times since May 4th and cited for driving without a license. Sadowskis said he quote seemed to be in a hurry and complained of a stomach ache.
Yeah. Guys, I'm in a hurry and I've got a stomach ache.
Guys, I gotta make a boom boom,
Michael. Michael Common. We've been this so many times. Your stomach doesn't hurt.
This is the
8th
time that we've been.
Your stomach
I wouldn't be
doesn't
in the car
hurt.
If my tummy didn't hurt.
You're trying to tell me you drive around to make your stomach feel better.
Yeah. The more I'm faster I'm moving, the better my tummy
that
feels.
That does not
I told
track,
you this. No. I got it. My doctor, I got
did you get a
note.
License? Did you get a license since the last time we spoke?
You know what?
Do you have a
the
license?
The thing is that my stomach hurts, so I can't get a license.
You can't get a license because your stomach hurts.
That's not how that
your stomach
works
gets
either.
Hurt over days.
Oh my God, my butt is so full. Did I say that out loud?
I just hope he pulled him over. He's like, Michael Sadowskis! What's up, dude?
Funny seeing you again.
Do I need to go through all the stuff? Nope, let's just get to it. My tummy hurts and I don't have a license.
Yep.
And I love
you. And I'm in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry. The officer also knew Michael Common's criminal history included a conviction of drugs, Sadowskis said. So, and he took Common into custody for continued criminal activity. They're skipping any sort of like due process.
Yeah,
so
this
like,
is...
you don't have a license and you do drugs, right? Come on, let's
come
go.
On. By the way, to sit down on a car and push those drugs back up in you
That can't feel
think,
good.
Do you think that he crammed him up there when the cops stopped him? Ooh, or do you think he was just cruising around with
I think he was butt cruising.
You think he left his house and put the stuff up his butt and then got in the car?
Because he was like, they're going to get
seven times. They're going to get me.
They're going to get
me. But you know what they're not going to get? These drugs.
Yeah.
Because I got a pocket.
Yeah.
God gave me a pocket.
He put everything. He put aspirin up there. He put
everything.
Even vitamins. He put everything up there.
He put his license up there.
Common. Continued to complain of stomach pain, the report says. Yeah. So the officer requested an ambulance. They leave this out, but I'm going to assume begrudgingly.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, Mike,
hurts
really?
So badly.
Hey. We've done this seven times, asshole. Yeah. And if I ever ask for an ambulance, one time I want an ambulance. All right, fair enough.
This is when the cop calls an ambulance and uses the language, this fucking guy.
Yes. This fucking guy was created for
And
him.
I love that the cop was like, fine, you need to go to a hospital?
No, you don't have to turn the siren on.
Follow the
traffic laws.
No, you know what? For you, you need everything. We're not even going to go urgent care. We're going to go top of the line. So Common was taken to the Mayo Clinic Hospital.
So this is in Rochester, Minnesota.
It is.
What?
They're like, somebody's real sick. We're going all the way to the top.
No. Let's take you there because I'm sure it's someone with a life and death thing should go behind you in line because your tummy hurts.
Right. As he waited outside the So they take him for evaluation
inside the Mayo Clinic.
The Mayo Clinic isn't a place you ever bring someone who has any kind of. It's not like
it's heart. It's heart.
Weird. Like he must have known. The cop must have known some of the Mayo Clinic. Like it's a very weird place to bring.
But it's still a hospital, right?
It's like the biggest hospital in Rochester.
So it's a hospital with an emergency room.
Oh yeah, it's the biggest hospital.
I always thought it was more.
But they have like the largest
heart. Doctors in the world,
right?
Yes, the
among other
level.
Things, I think they do like other disease and stuff there.
Mayonnaise, they make mayonnaise.
They take him to the Mayo Clinic for evaluation. The officer followed to stand by as he waited outside the exam room. That's the officer. Mm. The officer heard a struggle. He stepped into the room and saw the nurses struggling to prevent Common from putting something in his mouth. The report says.
Okay.
It appeared, I bet it was an apple. It appeared to be.
She put that healthy thing in there.
Yep. It appeared to be a plastic bag with drugs in it, Sadowskis said, and the nurse confirmed.
After it had been in his ass!
The nurse confirmed they'd seen Michael Common retrieve it from his rectum moments earlier.
I don't think retrieve is the right word.
Dig out?
Yeah.
I have chills right now.
Ass to mouth on his bag of drugs.
Ass to mouth.
On his bag of drugs.
This is like the DIY version of Human Centipede.
It's like I couldn't get more people to be in this thing, so I'm
just
gonna be
me, just me,
solo work, ass to mouth. This is just a Sunday for Common.
The nurse is like,
"What
are you
Sunday at 10:30?"
The nurse is like, "What do you do? Don't do that."
Give it to me.
Here,
give it to
put
me.
It on this.
No, don't put it in your mouth. Do not put it in your mouth.
It's like trying to do a dog. Drop it. You drop it right now.
And then you do teeth talk.
Do not put that in your mouth.
Drop it. Drop it right now.
Do not put that in your mouth.
No.
No. I will not get up.
This little thing right here?
No.
I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Drop it.
I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Drop it.
I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Sit.
No. No.
You sit down.
Put it in my mouth. Look where it's going.
Nope.
Do you want a treat?
Look where it's going.
You want a treat? I'll give you a treat.
It's going.
What's a treat? Oh, bad dog. No.
Yeah. So he walks in, struggling to get this down his throat. The nurses are like, don't you dare.
Oh, my God.
As the officer and Common struggled for control of the bag. Ooh. Control the bag.
Now they're having to reach for the bag.
Right.
Yeah, everyone's trying to get the... but I bet the cop has gloves on at this point. The nurse definitely has gloves on.
She has to.
Common's the only guy who's got his hands on his own shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's trying to put his own shit in his mouth.
Yeah. He really is. I hope, too, in his mind... He hasn't done anything wrong. They just want some of his drugs.
Right.
These are my drugs.
No,
don't
have
these are mine.
Oh, fine. I'll throw them around the room. So then he throws them around the room.
Well, no. As they struggle for control of the bag, it ripped, sending powder into the air, the report says.
Like that scene from Annie Hall where he sneezes into the coke.
Except with
coke goes everywhere. Yeah. And they wrote this. The officer was able to, quote, taste it. And he knew he'd ingested it. So now, cops doing drugs.
Yeah.
Unwillingly.
Off the force.
Yes.
He's doing drugs. Ass drugs.
This is how the cop always gets his high.
Yeah.
This is his plan.
Throw it in my face.
Come on, dude.
Why is he jumping into the cloud? Why is he jumping?
I just need a cop bump. Just a little cop bump.
The two continued to struggle for possession of the bag, and its contents continued to spread through the room. So, actually, this has become a party.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. There's just coke flying
coke
everywhere.
Party flying everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. The officer was able to deploy his stun gun, prompting Colin to release his hold of the bag and allow the officer to regain control.
Wow. This is what Studio 54 was like in 77. Yes. It's a whole lot of shit coming out of people's asses and drugs in the air. Yep.
I mean, that was it. Everyone was talking
about
it.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
According to the report, his butt bag contained how many grams of drugs? Now, hold on. I'm going to tell you this. There are two types of drugs. I'm going to tell you that. There's meth and crack cocaine in his butt bag.
Forgive me for being stupid, but what does meth look like?
Little rocks. Remember Breaking Bad? Little crystals.
Oh, little crystals.
But how is there a mist of drugs then?
No, there is for the cocaine. The cocaine.
But the cocaine's
the
crack.
Crack cocaine. But it. I think it might have been processed.
Okay. Yeah.
He probably squeezed his ass and crushed it down.
Yeah, anything. I always forget the times I put crack in my ass. It comes out finer at the end.
The amount of times I
should know that day.
Don't forget your crack ass days.
Goes in the rock, comes out powder.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys.
Goes in the crack, comes out.
How many grams of combined meth and crack cocaine in his butt bag?
Okay, this
Dave,
is good.
Again, first, Tig, or third?
I'm going to say eight.
You're on first for eight.
8 grams.
Eight grams. Okay.
Wow. I don't even know what that is. I'm going to say 4 grams. Yeah.
Meth and crack cocaine.
Yes.
By the way, we're not talking ounces here. So I'm not talking about a pound of stuff, but I think 16 grams.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't that a movie?
16 grams?
Yeah.
I think 27 grams.
21 grams.
21 grams.
Wasn't the movie 20?
No, 21 grams.
21 grams.
27 days, 21 grams.
And we talked about
27 dresses.
We talked about 21 grams when they had the thing where you could put, like, it was an urn dildo, and that was the name of the urn dildo. Remember
what?
That?
I'm going to pitch a movie for Co-Podfest. What is his role? Graham Elwood.
Oh, he's, one of the
co-founders of the Podfest. Where it's like the Michael Keaton movie Duplicity. Was that what that was?
Yeah, where there were multiple Michael Keatons out there.
21 Graham Elwoods.
21 grams.
21 grams.
G-R-A-H-A-M-S. That would be fantastic. 21 grams.
All right.
Everybody, just 21 dudes whistling.
Everybody, everybody at work or in their car or sitting in a park has had plenty of time to play
along. Jason said four. I said 16.
Randy said 16.
Dave said eight.
Don't do this.
Michael Common.
Don't do this.
Had a butt bag.
Don't.
Full of.
Don't you do
full
this.
Full of crack cocaine and meth.
How many?
Containing.
Grams?
Don't.
74 grams.
Oh my God! What?
See, this was the moment that we realized how.
Dave just almost threw
this
up.
This is the real. This is the moment that we all know how big his ass was.
4.8.
Wow.
I hope regular townies have gotten used to knowing there's going to usually be an explosion of sound after
Okay.
Apologies.
Was he going to a rave?
I don't know. And providing all the drugs?
I'm
going
to break it down for you.
Holy.
He was on his way to Burning Man.
47.1 grams of methamphetamine.
Oh my God.
23.6 grams of loose crack cocaine.
Heisenbutt.
And four. At Sklar Brothers to tell him how awesome that was.
It's a goodie.
To say
a goodie.
How good that was. Oh, I want to sit in Heisenbutt for a long time.
Stay in it.
23.6 grams of loose crack cocaine and four. This is a little nuance. And four additional grams
of gummy
of
bears.
Crack cocaine in seven individual packages.
Okay.
Oh, so that's for that.
Now he's special. Distributing. Yeah, that's with intent to sell.
That's your passing around drugs.
Yeah.
The rest, that's some you drugs.
That's for the corner.
Okay, but if he ate that, he's dead.
As long as that bag stays intact, he's okay. But yeah,
Mary Queen of
Depends
Grace.
What kind of bag it is.
What was that movie? Maria, Maria,
full of grace. Yeah,
not really full of grace. Was
no,
she?
No.
Balloons.
The
balloons.
Officer was evaluated by medical staff and cleared. Sadowskis said, and Common was taken into custody. That's story number two.
I mean, look,
74.
And I've said this so many times. If you're going to put 74 ounces of drugs up your asshole.
It's grams. It's not ounces.
Sorry. If you're going to put 74 grams of drugs up your asshole, get a license.
Yeah, you got to have a license. This is the thing.
Have a license.
Well, but I know.
That takes a lot of precision to get that much drugs up your asshole, whether you ingest it or you put it up your
parallel park.
You telling me that you can't go down to a place?
You think he's.
Get your light? Just take your photo again. Take the test.
Slid all those drugs into his ass and was like, just don't get pulled over today. Just today.
He put
today.
Him in his ass because he knew he was getting pulled over.
Yesterday, I went and got a new box of Cookie Crisp. Nobody pulled me over. Today was 74 grams.
No, don't today's get the day they're going to pull me over.
Okay, so, but what is his mistake? His true mistake?
Trying to take it out?
Nope.
Not getting a license?
Nope. Saying his stomach hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Then he had to go to the hospital.
And then they knew what was what. And
but
then
he thought he was scot-free at the hospital. Or trying to have this struggle when the cops were close enough that they could come back in.
Do you think when he started to take the, like, because the nurses are in the room, that he was like, guys, be cool, okay? I'm about to do something. I just need you guys.
Everybody just calm down.
Literally, he could have said, have you ever seen a man give birth before? Right. And then here we go.
And then when they start, he's like, fucking dudes, play it cool, motherfucker.
Hey.
He's going to hear.
There's some for everyone if you just be quiet.
There's plenty.
Do you think he reached back there and went, oh, God, a snake, a snake.
What's that over there? What's going on with the x-ray machine? Yeah.
That's story too, friends.
Good
hearing
Lord.
Dumb people. Wow.
You know what? I mean, people are just doing dumb things, and that's the way it goes. Story two, down in the book.
In the book.
Dave Anthony is with us from the dollop. We have a little bit of the dollop, a little dollop of the dollop on DPT show. Today. So stay with us. One more segment and a special guest right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more dumb people town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We mentioned LA Podfest this weekend. If you're in LA, check it out. Get a pass. You can go to lapodfest.com and get a pass and see all these great podcasts live.
We just put single day tickets on sale.
Oh, nice. Awesome. So go and get those if you say, like, all right, what am I doing on Saturday? What am I doing? Go down to LA Podfest. Check that out. It's just, again, really cool people hanging out. Like, the fans that are there are super cool.
The event is run so beautifully.
We have done it like 3 years and have just enjoyed it.
And we were about to do it this year, but we're going to be in Denver.
So if you're not in LA, you're in Denver or you're in Boulder. We're doing a show in Boulder on Wednesday night of this week.
Dairy Arts Center.
The Dairy Arts Center. Have you been there?
Do your podcast, right?
Yeah, Hindsight.
I figured you guys were all going away, but you're not going to Colorado?
I'll be out of town till Sunday.
I was going to say, we have an open spot.
Oh, dang.
No, Sunday? When do you come back on Sunday?
I don't know yet. We can talk about it.
Oh, Vancouver might be there on Sunday.
Hindsight. Yeah. Live.
So check the site, lapodfest.com. But for us, if you're in Denver, if you're in Boulder, Wednesday night. It's us and the great Adam Caton Holland from Those Who Can't.
This is how much he cares about it. So Wednesday night, the Rockies are in the playoffs.
He asked me, can you please get a TV in the green room? Because by the way, he could have canceled.
Okay. And we would have understood.
Oh, yeah.
As baseball fans, we would have understood.
Oh, yeah. He would have, but he's like, I think because it's not a game that's being played in the Rockies stadium.
I think he's, based on knowing Adam, I think he's probably thinking they might not be going through.
Well, you never know.
Or also, if you're fans like we're fans, and Dave knows we're the most positive fans on Earth.
It's amazing. I just text you guys just to hear what you'll say.
Dave loves to see how dark we'll go inside.
In response to any one of his texts.
Like, we go so far down asshole.
The best is there's a moment in every game where it goes so south and Dave will just send the most neutral, wow, that was weird. That's all he writes. And then for six texts,
27 texts.
I'm like, this guy needs to go drive off a cliff. It's just nonstop intensity. And I know he's sitting on their side
loving every minute of our dark, deep darkness.
Yeah. Every time.
He loves to see that in us.
But also, I think sometimes when you're really nervous about something, if you're like, give me something to do in the middle of that to take my mind off it, and then I can bounce back.
So I think he'll be psyched. But Adam Caton Holland's going to feature for us, and he's going to try and feature for us over the weekend, too. He usually gets
we're at the Landmark Club.
Have you ever been to Landmark Club, the South Club? I'm sure you've been to the Downtown Club.
I've been to
Comedy Works Downtown.
Yeah, and I've been to Comedy Works Downtown. I've been to the South Comedy Works.
South one. That's where we're going to go and do our show. So we've never been there.
It's
like a theater.
It's like a theater. We got to bring people out to those shows. So one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. Please come to those shows.
Nice.
And we have one more story. Do we not?
I want to remind people really quick that they can see a live Dumb People Town.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We have so many. All the way out in February.
February 25th with
the Bell House.
Yeah. Bell House.
Oh, nice.
Girls from then, Guys We Fucked. They're
and if we sell
guests.
That out, if we sell that out, they said we can do another one
nice.
Later that night, which we would love to
That's on the other end of the holidays, right before the holidays in Houston on the 16th and 17th, or 17th and 18th.
At the Come
that
and
weekend.
Take It Festival.
Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston. We'll be doing a live Dumb People Town there.
And we're trying to put together and do a live Dumb People Town with the guys from the Doughboys.
Yes.
Oh, those guys are great.
Great yes. guys, and they have a great podcast, and bring them out. And we're just settling on the venue for that, but that November 2nd.
Yep.
Is
here in LA.
Here yeah. in LA, we're going to do that too. So
that is three live Dumb People Town Halls.
Yes.
If somebody come. Goes to all three.
Bring your Yeah, if you go to all three, I don't know what
we're
going to
pull drugs out of our ass for you.
Exactly.
Well, then we got to put them in.
Tour for the Dollop stuff happening anytime?
In Australia.
Nothing in America right now set up.
But where do you go in Australia?
Up.
Like, what places are you going to be?
So we're doing three shows in Melbourne. We're doing two in Brisbane. One in Adelaide, one in Perth, one in Sydney.
What kind of venues are you performing at?
1,000 seat theaters.
Holy
in
snap.
Melbourne, 1,600
How
seat
cool
theaters.
Is that?
It's fucking crazy.
Is that amazing?
I've done this theater, the one in Sydney, like three times now. I did stand up there, but the fucking Stones played there, and every time I walk, I'm like, the fucking Stones were on the stage. Yeah.
And the Stones like, oh my god, the Dollop was there. Jagger comes out in his shape ups and sure. Like, oh my god, the Dollop played here.
And then we're doing New Zealand, but tickets aren't going well. That was just like, let's see what happens. But
you're finding out
where in New Zealand.
Auckland.
Nice. Auckland is great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been there. Never
come
been there.
On Auckland been, settle great. It up
right? Yeah.
Let's go Auckland. If you're listening to this podcast,
get out of that little space needle and get down there and see them do their
yeah,
shows.
Right.
Go to Auckland.
Go to Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to Auckland.
All right, you want to do a third story?
Yeah, let's do it.
This was sent in by Brian Cohen at Brian Cohen BCC.
Chew.
Yep.
If I said it would be.
All right, let's do it again.
Okay, here we go. Ready? This was sent in by Brian Cohen at Brian Cohen BCC.
Jew.
Come on, Dave.
Dave.
No.
So insensitive.
Drop it.
God, Dave.
A bear. No,
I'm in. I love it.
I'm in.
I know. That's the thing I want to say. There's not really any.
This is the only time when you hear a bear, you're just hoping it's not a hairy gay man from San Francisco.
Or maybe you're hoping it is.
A bear. I want it to be real.
So I live in a town up in the hills. And do you guys ever next door that thing?
Nextdoor.com?
Yeah. Yes. So every once in a while
like
I go on there.
Like a neighborhood chat.
Yeah. So it's horrible. It's mostly racist.
Mm-hmm. Racist and like people with too much time on their hands.
Someone posts a picture and they're like, 7 a.m. I get up this morning. Someone is taking a bunch of trash and throwing it on my driveway. And he's got a picture of the driveway. And he's like, who, what is people's problem? What is going on in our town? I lived here for 40 years. And people are just like,
it's a bear.
Dude, it's a bear.
It's a
bear.
It's a raccoon or something like
that. We have bears here.
Yeah, exactly.
Bears. What is wrong with the raccoons? For 40 years, they understood not to throw the trash all over the place.
Well, I do want to say before we get into this, there is no one specifically dumb. But there doesn't need to be because that's the town. Mm-hmm. Dumb things happen.
There's a dumbness in
our town.
There's a dumbness in the
yes.
air.
Right. A bear that broke into an SUV early Friday in Durango.
First of all, I just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Because a bear is breaking into an SUV.
Yes.
Perfect.
In a place called Durango.
Should be a Dodge Durango.
Took it for a short ride.
Sorry.
No.
Wait.
No. No.
Hold up.
Is this fake?
This is like Yogi the Bear.
Or Smokey the Bear, which, come on.
Took it for a short ride, rolling it out of the driveway and crashing into a mailbox.
Stop it.
Put your fucking e-brake on.
I know. But then also.
How does the bear know to knock the thing?
I don't know, but I hope the bear had the same conversation with the mailbox that Sean McCullough did with the gate.
Yeah.
But the bear is like, what the fuck?
What am I doing?
That's
defying
on me.
Bear logic.
That's on me.
Sorry.
That one's on me. I got to do a thing. I'm in a hurry. Yeah. The commotion woke Ron Cornelius and his wife.
Ron Cornelius from Soul Train?
Yeah. Ron Cornelius is Don Cornelius' brother. He's like, I just went to Durango to get away from all the craziness.
People kept going, are you the guy from Soul Train?
No,
it's my
not.
Brother, and it's very uncomfortable, so I just came to a place where there wouldn't be any commotion.
I just wanted to be quiet.
Well, Ron and his wife found the trashed Subaru in their yard on Timberline Drive in Southwest Colorado.
There you go.
Yeah. Lots of
bears in Colorado.
Usually, quote,
Ron.
Usually, I don't get up at 5 o'clock unless there's a bear driving a car down the street.
Ah, everyone's a comedian.
And then he looked at the reporter and went, bada boom. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, by the way, really? I got a gig coming up.
Right. What if he was like, this is really the only reason I get up at 5?
Yeah. I hope the news just panned to his wife, Karen, who was just shaking her head, like, disapproving. Like, come on, Ron. Let him go.
Ron, Ron's not serious.
After the bear broke into the car, it likely released the parking brake somehow. So they had
it on. But they have a fucking button. Like, unless it was the one underneath that you just push.
Step on it. Yeah, he was trying to get some footing.
It's a Durango, right? So, it's an SUV, so that's a push one.
Yeah.
So he's probably getting down there.
Yes.
Big bear ass.
The couple didn't see the bear leave the SUV and called 911 after the crash because they didn't know if people were to blame and possibly still in the vehicle. They did the same thing as your neighbor. Like,
someone got in.
Yeah. Somebody got
over to the mailbox.
What?
If they got in the car and got it going, then their people, it'd be gone.
Yeah, they're not going to go like
12 yards.
Hey, you know what? Let's break in his car, move it 35 feet, destroy that man.
Get the hell out of here.
And then just leave.
Fucking joyride.
What else do we have to do right now?
It is Durango.
Little joyride.
The car rolled backwards from a neighbor's home into Cornelius's mailbox and over some utility boxes, he said.
Oops.
La Plata County Sheriff's Office deputies determined a bear was to blame because, my
bear
favorite
shit.
Part,
say bear shit in the van.
Say bear shit.
It shit in the car.
Yes!
Likely because it was nervous.
Yes!
So imagine the bear gets in. I'm going to take this goddamn Subaru. Gets in, realizes it can't drive, gets real shit, man. Oh, shit. Shits itself in the car. Now it's embarrassed. That's why it didn't keep driving.
74 grams of drugs came out of his ass.
Came out. I love that they said because it was nervous. The bear probably like that.
No, it was not nervous, all right? Bears have no knowledge of like where they can and can't do
by
that.
By the way, but you knew the bear was going to shit in there, and this to me should be the new phrase. Does a bear shit in a Subaru?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Shit in
a
Subaru?
Hey, are you going to LA Podfest? Does a bear shit in a Subaru?
Of course, I'm going.
I got my pass already.
I think when the bear hit the mailbox and I think he probably freaked out and shit.
Yeah.
Because animals shit all the time when they're scared.
Yes, exactly.
It's so like their go-to.
Yeah.
It's their go-to move.
It reminds me of just one of my favorite scenes of all time, the bear watching scene from Great Outdoors when he's like throwing the candy bars. Mm-hmm. He's like, Dad, we should probably go. They're all over the car.
Yeah.
The bear gets in, shits itself. The bear was probably like, I'm in the abyss. You've gone into a car now. That is not anything you've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm. That's not a place that a bear should be.
It also ripped up the interior of the vehicle.
Yeah. Really?
It pulled the steering wheel straight off the shaft.
Holy fuck.
Ripped the radio out of the dash and busted a back window. This is what I love.
So he's just a vandal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. This is what I love from the police officer. It would have taken a human being hours to do what this bear did in a couple of minutes.
Holy this guy's shit. Just now learning that bears are stronger than
people.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like
I don't get it.
This is amazing, and we're doing a lot of calculations on this, but
turns out
a regular human couldn't rip the steering wheel.
We got some testing going on down at the lab. We got an SUV down there. We're seeing how long it's taking Larry to pull the steering wheel off.
And you know what? Here's the most fucking bullshit cop thing in this story.
There we go.
He wasn't sure what in the vehicle attracted the bear. So he's kind of saying, what was the car wearing?
I'm going to blame the victim here. Blame the victim.
Maybe the car shouldn't have looked like
maybe
that.
Maybe don't put a fucking lar bar in the old front pocket.
Lar bar.
Remember those?
You know what? It's the last time I put a bucket of honey on the passenger seat.
Honey, where's the bucket of honey? I left it out in the SUV.
Like, to me, how much of a
is
better
gonna
movie?
Is it going to be fine out there?
We have to go to see kid movies with our kids. We do it because we have to.
Yeah.
How much of a better movie? I don't know if you saw it. Would Paddington the Bear have been if at some
spoiler
point
alert,
in the
are
movie?
You spoiler alert!
If at some point in the movie he becomes a real bear,
yeah,
shits and starts mauling the kids. Shits
like
in their
if he
SUV.
starts to become.
You know, wait, you put a hat on me? Look at this!
What am I doing wearing these pants? Oh God!
That That twist in Paddington Bear was really something.
Oh, wow, yeah. I did not see that.
That third act mauling was just
right. It suddenly became the Grizzly Man. I don't know why.
And by the way, that was just one scene. He went back to wearing the pants and the hat, and he was like washing.
He's just covered in blood.
He was washing windows in
he
a.
He just had to get it out of his system.
Yeah. I'm just glad we got to see the director's true vision.
Yeah. That and was the director's cut.
Well, they didn't show the actual mauling. They
only showed Werner Herzog listening to Paddington mauling.
This should never be heard. But what does he say? He looks at the woman and goes, burn this.
Burn this.
Yeah. That's story three.
Wow.
Friends.
I mean, that was the most damage a bear has done on a Sunday in a long time.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, we are so lucky and blessed to have a pipeline to the great beyond.
Yes.
And get a chance to speak to former Bears, or at least get voicemails from time to time from former Bears announcer. On, I want to say 620 the score.
670 the
670
score.
670 the score. And the 670 the score, yeah. Live. Doug Buffone. And
played for the Bears for a long time. Someone just sent us a picture of his football card.
Yeah.
In the Twitter feed.
55.
I wonder what Doug Buffone would think about this bear and what this bear achieved in one crazy
one story
night,
on our
one
show.
One crazy night of debauchery. I wondered that. And then, of course,
We got a voicemail.
From the Great Beyond. I guess he was listening to us. He always is. This is a voicemail we got from Doug Buffone.
Check it out.
You have one new voice message.
We are live from 670 at 670thescore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffone, here with your Bears post-game show, calling it after the garbage fire that you guys just watched on a Sunday afternoon. Now, look, I hear you guys down there, the Sklar brothers. I'm going to go to you, Donna, in Homer. Glad I see you out there. We're going to talk to you in just a second here on 670 at 670. Sorry, in hour number two, I got Ernie Banks joining me. And Ron Santo, with a brand new pair of legs, is going to join me here on the show up here, talking about all things Bears and these goddamn, I said it, big man, these goddamn garbage cans that are running under the field. And you see this bear out there, and he does more good in 2 minutes inside of a hippie Subaru than these people do on the field. All right? And he got Jerry Trevathan trying to run around and hit people's block off against his benefit for 2 games. It's going to be the best 2 goddamn games of his life while he's not on the field. All right? I take Mitch Trubisky, and I'll tell you right now, that guy will take a shit in a Subaru better than Mike Longneck Giraffe Boy Glennon will, and I'm sick and tired of it. Here's what I want to do. Hour number four, we got Prince coming on the air. Prince going to do a hot take about the Minnesota Vikings, and their season is done. Cook broke his knee, and everybody knows about that. And then Paul Lynn's going to come in with your pick five, your parlay bet for Monday night. All right. I'm going to go to Mike, and before out there in Lockwood, Mike wants to talk about why I should still be in the Hall of Fame, and I agree with that. Before I go, I want to say one last thing. Andy Griffith, son of a bitch, hour five, we're going to have him on the air here on 670 at 670thescore.com.
Here's what's weird is that he's leaving
still
a
watching
voicemail,
the game.
And he's leaving a voicemail and he's going to callers yeah.
in
his own
the voicemail.
Yeah, he's always taking calls.
He's always on a radio show. No matter where he is,
a phone is lighting up and he's got to get to people and he just can't get to them.
But by the way,
I love you, Doug Buffone.
I love you, Doug Buffone, wherever you are. By the way, that is heaven for him. Yeah. Always having phones,
having a show
the
going
lit up and that for him is perpetual beautifulness.
Getting drunk with Paul Lind.
Well, you know what is perpetually beautiful? Having Dave Anthony on this show, dude.
Thanks for coming back. You're in the town, man. We're glad you came by.
First repeat guest, check out The Dollop if you haven't already. It is just one of my favorite podcasts out there. It's what I listen to when I hike.
New album.
Hothead.
Yeah.
Which is out now.
On iTunes. Support that.
iTunes, Amazon.
Bandcamp. All the business.
Pick that up. And again, he one of our favorite stand-ups does one of the best podcasts out there, The Dollop. Check that out. And then if you're in L.A. this weekend, L.A. Podfest. LAPodfest.com. Who knows? You might even see Hindsight. You never know on a Sunday, which could be great. And we'll be back doing that next year for sure. Catch us in Denver. Guys, next week we have a phenomenal show with the great Matt Besser. We already recorded that. That episode was crazy and fun too. So good stuff in the pipeline. And
before we get out of here, guys, just want to say, in light of all the things that have been happening,
all the hurricanes and the people
Puerto Rico,
Florida, all the people that are dealing with stuff, and of course this
most
terrible
recently,
shooting in in Las Vegas. We've got people in all those places, friends whose homes have been destroyed. People in, Dan had a friend in Las Vegas who was hiding in a bus overnight.
Dan was maybe supposed to be in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, so we feel your pain, you guys, and we're hoping that this podcast gives you at least an hour of an emotional escape, just an emotional break from all the shit that we're dealing with. And if we can provide that for you, then that's, we feel great being able to do that. We need it, for Christ's sake. Yeah. So,
yeah, we need it for each other. And we come in here, we joke around. It felt good for us to do that. And hopefully we provided that for some of you, because, we just want to be your dumb place to laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And give you the strength to then go out and face, the real shit that we all have to deal with. But, it just comes from a place of love. We love you guys. And, hopefully we can provide that for you moving forward. And to all the people who are dealing with difficult stuff, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum.